Welcome back to Worth the Hype. I'm your host, Autumn Young, and today we're going to talk about my guilty pleasures. Today I have a special guest who you guys have met before. Miss Keegan Smith is back again. So Keegan, we've been talking a lot recently about like things that are guilty pleasures, just like in our personal lives, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I figured I should have you on for this episode, because I think we've talked about it enough now that we have some opinions on it.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've compiled a list of 10 guilty pleasures, and we're going to talk about them.
Perfect.
Okay. So first guilty pleasure, hopping right into it, long showers.
Ooh, especially, I can't get enough of them.
They're so good.
Especially after just, like, a long day or, like, the Sunday reset long shower.
Mm.
Well, everything shower. Just, like,
yes.
Clean sheets, everything shower.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds so nice right now, too.
Oh, yeah. After our weekend?
Yeah. We were in Kansas City yesterday, and we didn't get back until about almost 1:30. And so.
That is past our bedtimes.
It is very past our bedtime. Way past our curfew.
Curfew.
We have a self-made curfew of 10 p.m. We just don't go out after that. We might be up, but we don't go out. And it was way past that. We didn't leave until 10 p.m. So
it was rough.
Yeah, it was a hard ride back. Truly.
Good tunes.
Oh no, the tunes were great.
On par.
So
that was it.
Yeah, and then when we came back, we didn't shower. We just like
straight
went
to
right
bed.
Right to bed. And so then, I think, did you shower when you woke up this morning?
I did.
Because I also showered when I woke up this morning, because it was just like, I needed that, a little bit of a reset, even though I'll probably shower tonight after to the gym.
Yup.
But
I'm thinking about everything shower tonight after this.
I need to wash my hair, so.
Oh, same.
Yeah, it'll probably happen. will I wash my sheets today? We'll see. We'll see how many washers and dryers are open.
I did mine on Friday, and then I just slept in them while I was gross, so maybe I should just wash them again.
Oh, my gosh. But I love a good 20-minute shower. I think, also, I'd love to just, like, stand there.
Under the water.
Let the water just, like.
Especially when, if it's, like, you've been cold and it's just, like, a hot shower.
Oh, my gosh.
They're just standing there.
Yeah.
I could do that forever.
There was one football game
this
semester, and you remember how cold it was.
Yep.
It was absolutely freezing.
Terrible.
To the point when I was walking back to my car to leave. I left a little bit early just because I was like, I can't stand here anymore.
Yeah.
And we were like losing by so much.
Oh, yeah. Who did we even play?
I don't remember. I just remember we were. No. We weren't even losing. It was going back and forth, but we ended up losing in the end.
Is that the one that me and Riley left early too?
No, that was for the one that you guys went to volleyball after.
Well, no, but we left during the cold one. One of the cold ones.
No, because it was too close. You guys stayed for the whole thing because it was close.
Because
I left after the third quarter.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys stayed for the fourth just because it kept going back and forth and scoring.
Was that Iowa game?
Oh, my gosh, it was. It was right after Thanksgiving.
Yup.
By myself. It was on Black Friday, and I wore my Santa hat.
Oh, yeah.
And
it did not keep you warm.
Well, actually, my ears were fine. It was my feet that were absolutely just
standing
miserable.
On those, like, on the concrete is bad.
It was so cold. And, like, I was wearing thick socks. I was wearing my Timberlands.
Yeah.
Like, they were, I was just freezing. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm out. Like, it's not fun. And walking back, I could hardly walk.
Yeah.
Because my feet were so numb.
Yeah.
And I drove back the whole time. I couldn't tell if my feet were still numb or if I was getting feeling back. And, like, I couldn't tell because, like, you know how, like, the cold will just, like, seep into your bones,
yep.
Like, to the point where, like, even when you're, like, you're warm on the outside and everything, like, you still, like, are just cold, like, deep in. That's how I was feeling.
I bet the shower after that, though.
Oh, so good. And I felt so much better. Like, that was the only thing that could, like, truly make me feel like I was actually warmed up.
Oh, yeah.
Because even though I sat in my car for an hour, like, driving home, I was just so. Like, I wasn't warm.
Mm-mm.
So, that shower, really, that was, like, the best one. Okay, next one. Rewatching TV and movies from your childhood.
I will do it any day of the week. I might go watch Frozen tonight.
Oh, yes, your guilty pleasure of watching Frozen.
It's my favorite movie. I, Both of them.
How many times did you go see the original Frozen in theaters?
At least four.
How many times did you see the second one in theaters?
Three, I think.
Three? That's so crazy.
It was so good.
No, it was. I loved when they had a little, when Kristoff got his song. Oh, that was yes. So good.
I loved it. It's literally, that is like, that's another, just having that as my favorite movie is my guilty pleasure.
No, truly. The times that I've like talked to you and you like showed me your socks of all things, it was weird. And you're like, look, my Olaf socks.
They're my favorite pair of socks.
That's so funny.
I'm not wearing them today. I thought I was. I'm not.
I think you wore them early in the week, so they're probably dirty.
I did laundry.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, they're coming back next week. Don't worry.
We'll see them again. Don't worry, guys.
But yeah, rewatching old stuff, like Disney Plus, I love them for that. Having all the old stuff on there. Like,
yeah.
I went and watched The Parent Trap
while
I was at work the other day. I feel like we rewatched Phineas and Ferb, like everyone on our floor.
Yeah.
Because we watched Phineas and Ferb so
at one point. Yeah. What else have I rewatched? Oh, we watched like Lemonade Mouth Three Girls. We three girls watched it. And
or that one night we went back and watched like The Backyardigans and we watched
Oh my gosh, yeah. We watched Backyardigans, we watched
Diego.
Wonder Pets. Oh. We just like watched an episode of each because we're like, oh my gosh, nostalgia.
It was so good. But
they're just so nostalgic. Everything about it.
Yeah. Even if they're like stupid now, because like we know.
Oh, the humor is so bad. Like
it
the
is.
Jokes in
but
those
that
shows.
But that just makes it so much better.
They're so like, yeah. They're just like it watching just, them back. I'm like,
it makes you way? Happy. Like even if it's dumb, it makes you happy because it's like, wow, this is like this used to be my thing.
Like this is what I watched like
all the time.
So much. So next up, I think we can move on now.
Yeah.
Getting a sweet little treat.
Oh.
Not us getting a sweet little treat
before this,
right before coming here. We went to Bagels and Joe.
Hey, we had bagels. It wasn't all sweet little treat.
No, that's true. We had our lunch because our brunch really because we both woke up so late.
Yeah,
and then we ended up getting our little drinks too.
Yeah,
so I got a chai granita because I'm addicted to them.
They're so good.
And what'd you get?
A white mocha raspberry latte, I think.
Something
like that. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I'm turning Keegan into a coffee person.
It's not good, and it's an expensive thing.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not cheap, and that's why you come to my work where...
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be so sad if you stop working there.
We get sweet little treats.
Way too often.
So much.
Herbsky's runs for a little...
All the time.
Little for reals.
And, yeah, a little ice cream, a little candy bar, like... So often.
Half the time it's not even sweet little treats. It's usually sweet little treats, but like...
Often it's just drinks.
It's drinks, honestly.
We do a lot of drinks from...
We are drink gals. Going down to get a little Celsius.
Yeah. Or what else do we get down there all the time?
Gatorades. Sippy
Gatorades.
We get
a lot of Gatorades. True. We drink a lot of Gatorades over...
Oh, I'm a big chocolate milk gal.
True. Sometimes I get a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
I think what else I get. Yeah.
Or even just like the sweet little treats. We always have to hit the dessert bar at Cather.
Oh, that's so true.
That's
we
our,
always get a little dessert from Cather.
One of those cake things right now.
The flourless
Ooh.
Chocolate cake. It's like
so good.
Just dark chocolate just melting in your mouth.
It's so
amazing.
Good. It's my favorite thing that they have over there.
Yeah. And they don't have it all the time because the desserts, like, you know, they switch them up. So it's just, that one's so good though. And I am also very partial to whenever they have peanut butter cheesecake.
Ooh.
It's so creamy.
I don't think I've ever had it.
I know they have it on East often. They have it on East Campus all the time.
And I never go to East.
I know, but I've had it on at Cather a couple times, I think. So.
Interesting.
But sweet little treats are amazing. That is one of my guilty pleasures for sure.
For
it's a sweet
sure.
little treat. Just getting a little reward whenever I do something. I just if
or
I'm
just
gonna,
a little pick me up. Like if you're having
if,
a bad day, go get yourself a drink.
If I'm gonna like do literally anything that requires more than my average brain power,
I deserve a sweet little treat.
I deserve a sweet little treat.
Like if I'm going out somewhere and I just got to make the stop.
Yeah, true.
If I'm out and about, oh, the cookie place at the mall.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll get me every time.
And they're so cheap, too.
They're so cheap. And they're huge.
They are big cookies. And they're so warm and just ooey and chewy and gooey.
If you ever want a good cookie place in Lincoln,
it's literally
Gateway Mall. Go downstairs. There's an escalator
point. Isn't it literally called the Cookie Place or something like that?
I think it is. Or like the Cookie Factory.
Yeah, maybe. It's something like really, really basic. But
it's so good. Literally,
yeah.
Anytime you're there, just go get yourself a sweet little treat.
They debatably might be like better than Crumble.
Depends. I would say so.
I don't know. Like, you see, I like
Crumble cookies. If you get them cookies, when they're gooey.
True. I really like Crumble cookies, but I'm really more just partial to the ones that have, like, frosting on them. If it doesn't have frosting, then it's, like, not worth my time.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay that much for a cookie.
See, I wouldn't say they're better than Insomnia, though. Insomnia is still better.
You see, I don't think Insomnia is that good.
Oh, you're missing out.
I like their macadamia nut ones, though. I am a big macadamia nut
cookie
girl.
That is such a weird cookie to like.
I wanted that when we went to the cookie place at the mall.
They didn't have it?
No, they were out. I was so sad. I was like, darn it. So then I got, like, oatmeal chocolate chip, I think. Because I also really like oatmeal cookies. I know, I like some weird cookies, but...
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Sweet little treats. So good. Moving on is cracking your joints. Like, all your knuckles, your back, your... Oh, my gosh.
It's just... I do mine. See, mine is like in the mornings I wake up and I always pop my back. And then as soon as I get out of bed, I pop my hips.
I was going to say, I do like popping my hips and my ankles sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But you've been standing for a while and you do like the little leg bend and everything pops.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday,
I had one
that was so good.
We stood for so long.
And just like after we got out of the car, everything was popping.
Yeah. No, you know, one thing, even though I would call this a guilty pleasure, I hate listening to people crack their joints.
That's
like
fair.
When people go on like a cracking spree, I'm like, ew, stop it. Like, I just,
yeah. See, I'm bad about that because like when I do it, if I start, I'm going to do all of them and I don't want to just like stop halfway through. Like when I crack my like hands, it is a routine.
It's a routine?
It's a routine. I do the same thing and it pops, like you got to pop everything. Like,
do you like crack specific fingers first?
No, I do like the whole hand first and then I do like individual fingers and then individual fingers a different way. I get all the pops, especially like usually I do it like after I've been at work all day or whatever. Cause when I am at work, I'm doing a lot of typing and stuff. So I'm like, ooh, we're a little stiff in here. We need to loosen up the joints.
Yeah, I get that.
Or I'm really bad about it. It's not even like a guilty pleasure. It's like when I get nervous, I pop my knuckles. It's so bad.
Really?
Or like I play with, it's so bad. Like during speeches and stuff in high school, I don't do it as bad anymore. But like, or like even before a test or something, if I'm nervous, I sit there and I like pop my knuckles and it's bad.
A lot of people like, you know how like it's a trend to have people like pop your back? It's not even like really a trend, but like,
yeah.
I think it went around on social media, like have people pop your back or whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So anyway. People like popping each other's backs, I can't get behind it. There's only one person I like trust to pop my back and it's Logan.
Yeah.
But even then, half the time I don't like it. Like I don't like having my back popped. I'm like, I'd rather just go to the chiropractor. Because my chiropractor just like, you know.
See, I don't
like, he cracks everything.
My chiropractor doesn't. Like I'll say, oh, my shoulders hurt, and so he'll work on like my back more or whatever. But I'm like, dude, I want you to pop my hips, like pop it all.
Well, and he's like, it's not like he's like trying to pop them. He's just trying to put my bones back into place. But you hear the
yeah.
And it's like, oh.
See, I love having people that'll like pop my back and whatever. My mom, sometimes when I'm at home, I'll like lay on the ground and I'm like, I need you to step on my back. And she hates it.
No, I will not step on anyone's back and I will have no one step on my back because it scares me. Yeah, it just scares me that I'm going to like break something.
That's fair. Or I have one of my friends that does like the one where you like cross and like they pick up.
That's
and drop
the one
you.
That like if I ever need Logan to crack my back, that's the one he
I
does.
I feel like all men know how to do that.
But even then, the other time I needed him to pop my back most recently, he tried. Nothing moved.
Really?
Not
that one. Then
popped.
It like hurts. I hate that.
Like nothing popped, and I was going to the chiropractor the next day.
Ooh.
But like I was in pain. Like my back hurts so bad, and I was like, I need you to, like, try. And so, he like, tried to pick me up and everything, and I just did not. Nothing moved at all. And I'm like,
You know what I love, though? Have you ever, like, hugged someone and then, like, your back pops while you're hugging them?
Yes.
I love that. I'm like, oh.
It's like, oh, thanks for that.
Thank you. Like, I know you didn't mean to, but, like, that was so great.
Literally. Okay, next. This is one that my roommate, Riley, put in. And she said reality TV.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you just...
Sometimes a good old, like, bachelor binge.
Yeah. See, I don't like it that much when you, like, watch it while it's airing.
No.
Because, like, the commercial breaks and everything. But, like, if you can just give me, like, back-to-back stuff.
It drives me nuts having to listen to commercials.
Yeah. But, like, I've been known to go back and watch The Bachelor a few times.
Yeah. And even then, I'm never finishing a season. Don't think I've ever finished a single season.
I don't ever actually go, like, I never have watched a full season. Like, I'll watch, like, the beginning and, like, an episode or two, and then I'll watch the end.
You know what TV show is my, like, my reality TV show that's my guilty pleasure?
Which one?
Dance Moms.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I've been known to watch a few Dance Moms episodes.
I just love it. I love that. I just love the yelling.
It's so funny. It's entertaining.
And the crying, they're just,
it's so dramatic.
Like, these are things that should not be a big deal. Like, in every other dance studio across the country, these things are just, like...
It's normal.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
But because it's reality TV, they're like, my daughter's the best thing that ever happened. You're going to respect her and treat her like how she deserves. And you're like... And she goes, your daughter can't do a pirouette.
Get your finger out of my face.
It's so good. Like, it's just so funny. And especially the earlier seasons. Like, yeah,
when it's all the good people.
Oh, yeah. No.
Once, like, Christy's gone.
Christy.
Chloe's mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once Chloe and them leave, it gets kind of... You know what I don't like? I don't like when they bring the minis in.
The minis? Like, the little kids?
Yeah, like, when the originals, like, grow up and they have, like, the minis trying to, like, take their place. I don't like the minis.
I don't like that either.
I didn't like that.
Like, Kenzie is the youngest it can be.
Yeah.
Because she was an original.
She was an original. Yeah, and then, like, after they left and they brought those in, I'm like, no. There's a few more that they brought in, like, that were okay. Like, the Macy chick, I see, like, kind of, but I didn't like her.
I also remember, like, it was weird when, like, JoJo Siwa came in.
Yeah.
Like, because it was just...
Can we talk about how psycho she is?
She went off the deep end. Truly. Like, she tried to rebrand herself.
It's so bad.
And completely flopped. It was so bad.
She needs a reality TV show of her own. Just like...
She's a YouTuber. She basically has one.
True. It's... But I would never sit down and watch her YouTube.
No, I wouldn't either. Like, and also, I was never a JoJo Siwa person. I never, like, watched JoJo
Siwa. I never liked the bows or anything
either. Yeah, the JoJo bows. Oh, my gosh. No, I couldn't get behind
it. The only time I wear bows was for softball.
Did you know? Oh, I wore them for cheer.
Which, yeah.
Obviously.
Those are two sports that... You should wear bows, in my opinion.
Did you know that JoJo Siwa is from Omaha?
What?
Yep. Her and her mom owned a dance studio in Omaha.
What?
And then saw Dance Moms and, like, moved to, where are they? Pennsylvania?
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
And that's crazy.
To, like, have her dance there. But did...
Or
did they move to Pittsburgh or California?
Because I think they just went straight to L.A.
Because I think that was when Dance Moms moved to L.A.
Yeah. Have you seen that they've, like, sold the, like, original studio and stuff
It's
now?
Like... It's completely abandoned.
Or, no, I think they made it into something else now.
Oh, really?
I think it got taken over and is, like, someone else owns it.
I just saw that it was, like, abandoned last time and it was, like... But, like, it still had, like, the old logo on it.
I've seen that. Now I want to see. I'm trying to think of what other... There's another, like, reality TV show that I'm, like... I used to be really bad about watching it, and I don't remember what it was. I used to watch it all the time, though.
Okay, also, like, kind of the reality, like, game shows of, like, Survivor.
I don't like Survivor.
I do.
I'm not a Survivor person. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I could never do that, like...
I actually have finished, like... couple seasons of Survivor, though. Like, I
really?
That is one that I actually, like, will sit down and finish. But
I've done, like, I'm trying to think. I used to do, like, Big Brother.
Oh, I would watch clips from Big Brother.
Yeah.
I don't know. The concept of Big Brother was just never.
Yeah, it never really made sense, but it was kind of entertaining.
I mean, like, I just don't understand why. I've never really understood why it's called Big Brother. At one point said, it's because there's always people watching you,
like
kind of like
brother.
A big brother. And I was like,
my big brother doesn't do that.
Well, I just thought that's weird. Like, that's just a weird concept. That's a weird idea. So I didn't like it. I'm like, that's a stupid name.
That's fair. I don't know. I watched that for a while. But there's only, like, certain seasons that are, like, actually good.
True. That's true.
It depends on, like, what people are on the seasons.
Yeah. I remember watching, like, a couple episodes of Big Brother, and I was like, okay, cool. I don't know.
And some of the challenges are just stupid.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, because they have a pool, typically, in their backyard.
Oh, yeah. And they, like, never use it.
Well, because, like, they're on, like, a set, because they're in, like, a set house.
Yeah.
And they don't have their phones.
Yeah.
And so,
and
like,
they always do it, like, in the summer. I would be so tan.
Well,
personally.
Yeah, because they all just kind of sit outside and tan instead then when they don't, because they don't have their phones. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they read? Like, I'm probably so confused by that. Like, what do they do with all their time? I'd be so bored.
Yeah. I also just don't like the ones, like the Love Island ones and stuff where it's like, I would not be comfortable with that. No.
No. Big no. Yeah. Reality TV, though. I love to just, like, watch, and I love to, like, see that other people's problems are, like,
real-world problems.
No, I like to see how dramatic that they are.
True.
Like, how these people have all these, like, really stupid problems. It's like, the guy I like is in love with three other girls. Like,
you're on a reality TV
like,
show.
What do you think?
I always get curious when I watch reality TV, because it's not, like, fully real. So I, like, have always wanted to know, like, I don't know.
So I want the Bachelor scripted.
Yeah. I just want to know, like, what is and what isn't. I've always been curious.
I also want to know. I have guesses, like, every single time I watch. I'm like, that's fake, for sure.
Gotta be.
But otherwise, I'm like, do I think that, like, intimate moment of, like, you know, I think I like you, or, like, do I think, like, all the showmances?
Oh, that also would be so awkward. Like, The Bachelor, all the times that they have to, like, make out and stuff. Like, imagine, do you think they, like, they probably have to reshoot those sometimes. Like, oh, we didn't have good lighting. We didn't have the right angle. Take it from the top.
That's crazy to me.
Like, I feel like they would. Like,
just be like, actually,
I don't like
how
that
looked. Look good. That just looked too sloppy or whatever. Just like, nope, try again. It's like, ugh, no. And it's like, moment's gone, moment's over.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Yeah. Crazy. I think reality TV shows are, I'm glad I don't watch reality TV all the time, though, because I think it's very annoying, too. I think people are so annoying. So, anyway, moving on. This is from a submission from Riley Bry.
Oh, Mr. Dating Expert.
Yes, Mr. First Dates Expert over here. Skipping rocks. That was his submission for this episode. I'm not a rock skipper.
I'm not, like, all the time. Like, I've definitely done it before. I'm not very good at it.
Well, because, like, it's not something that you can just do anywhere, anytime.
You have to have good rocks.
You have to have good rocks, and you have to have a body of water.
Yeah.
You can't skip rocks in the bathtub.
You could try.
I don't, like, go very well.
I think if we have a house or wherever we live, if they have a bathtub, I think we're skipping rocks in the bathtub.
Oh, gosh. Right. Great, great.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, like, it's entertaining for sure. But I'm not one of those people that can just, like.
It's one of those things you do when you're kind of bored. Like,
yeah. Or, like, I've done it, like, when I've gone out to the lake with my dad or whatever, and we've just been, like, sitting there, and I'm bored, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to skip rocks.
Yeah. And then you can't have too much, like, of a current, of a tide.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, like,
it doesn't work.
No, like, you can't
just
do it
swept under.
Yeah, you can't do it on, like, Lake Michigan.
A windy day.
Like, you can't do it on the Great Lakes. You can't do it on the ocean. And then even a lot of, like, just, like,
you can't really do it in, like, rivers and stuff.
Like, I'm thinking, like, even, like, state park lakes, even then, they're, like, a little too big. Like Louisville State Park in Nebraska.
Okay.
Like, they have, like, a lake.
Mm-hmm. But it still has a bit of a tide that you can't really skip rocks, at least on, like, the beachy part of it. Maybe if you're fishing from, like, a dock, you might be able to. But, like,
I don't know. I've done it on Milford, which is, like, the biggest lake in Kansas. Like just from,
I know.
There's just, like, around the shores, there's always just a bunch of rocks and stuff. So we've done it there.
Mm, fair enough.
But we don't do it on, like, super windy days, so.
But the parts where you can swim, there's, like, it's just a little bit too...
Yeah.
Movemented. I don't know. The water moves a little too much to, like, actually skip rocks.
That's fair. See, I just don't really swim in, like, our lake because it's kind of gross, but...
Fair enough. Okay.
You know.
Yeah. So, personally, I don't think skipping rocks is really a guilty pleasure because I think it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, but, so, you know, good for him.
Yeah. Riley, you might be upset to hear that, but it's just, it's a little difficult to do.
It's just a little odd.
I don't know where you're skipping rocks at here in Lincoln.
Literally. Where is he skipping rocks in Minnesota?
It's the land of many lakes, girl. Minnesota is known for having so many lakes.
I always thought it was Michigan because, like, the Great Lakes, but no. I guess that makes more sense.
Minnesota has so many lakes.
That's crazy. That okay. makes more sense.
Yeah. Okay, next. Long drives.
Oof. My favorite. Literally anytime, because, like, I'm not from the middle of nowhere, but there's a lot of middle of nowhere that surrounds me. So I literally, give me a warm summer evening, sun going down, like, not too windy, good tunes on. I could drive for hours. Nowhere.
I'll be really honest. My guilty pleasure is definitely not long drives. And it's not that I don't like long car rides, but it's because I don't like wasting gas.
That's fair.
I don't like driving to nowhere just to drive back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't. It feels so wasteful. So I'm like, I'd rather just have a destination, go, and then do something, come back.
See, mine was always, like, back home, I would go and, like, over the summer, I'd go and stop and get, like, ice cream or something, and then or pineapple whip. Ooh. Good summer. It's a summer, like, little thing in my town, and it's only there from, like, Memorial Day to Labor Day, and it's so good. But I would go and, like, stop and get my little pineapple whip, and I'd drive out to the lake and, like, or, like, drive around at the lake and stuff. So, like, the lake was always my destination, and I'd go and just, like, kind of sit there for a while and then drive back, but...
Yeah.
Or I'd, like, drive, make it, like, a little drive to one of the Brooklyn's houses or something.
Yeah.
So it wasn't... I don't know. I also just... I don't like long drives with other people. Like, if it's with, like, my family, it's fine, but,
like one other person.
See, even then, like, I would low-key rather road trip by myself just so I can have, like... Because long drives and, like... I like to concert, have my little
I still concert. Have my concerts with my one other person, just because I just,
That's fair.
Because part of me is always worried about, like, falling asleep while I drive.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
I mean, it just depends on the time of the day, but. Yeah.
See, I don't know, because part of mine with that is that, like, at least with, like, my people here, we don't necessarily have the same music taste. Like, we still have, like, songs in common. Yeah. But, like, with my family, it's like, oh, we all have the same music taste kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that makes it easier, I think. But I don't know. I also just, like, if I'm in the car with people, I'm, like, we're chatting it up.
That's true. I do. I'm a chatter in the car.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, let me tell you about this, 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 and this.
Yeah. Like, if I'm by myself, it's concerts only. But if I'm, like... with someone, it's fine. I also don't really like calling people when I'm driving.
I do sometimes,
but I don't want to, like, I get in the bad habit. Like, my mom will call me when I'm driving or something, and I'm like, okay, I want to turn my music back on. I'm going to hang up on you.
Oh, that's funny.
And, like, she knows it, but, like, I don't know. My sister literally, like, half the time she can't drive if she's not on the phone with someone. And I'm like, I can't do that.
I don't get that. Like, I will call people sometimes if I'm, like, just bored, if I feel like I'm going to fall asleep.
No, my sister, like, she'll go if she's, like, running errands or something, and, like, she'll – or, like, on her way home from school, she will call just, like, between school and home.
That's such a short drive, too. It's, like, not long.
Huh. It's interesting.
One, moving into kind of our next one, one place I feel like a lot of people go on long drives to, or they're like burn time at, kind of similarly, Target.
Oh, yep.
I'm especially just like, it's one of the few things to do. So you go to Target, you walk around a little bit. You don't really buy much, if anything. You like,
there's different types of Target trips. You either have the Target trip where you have stuff to get and you don't really go and look around, you just get what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have the ones where you don't have anything to get and you just wander and you don't get anything.
Or you have like one thing you need to get and then you like, you grab it and then you walk for a little bit. Yeah. Too.
It also depends on like what kind of day you're having. Like if you're having a good day, bad day.
True.
Like
if the weather's nice,
if you have things to do, like other times.
Very true. But
are you big Target walkers?
We are. I'm a big Target walker for sure. I've definitely done a couple laps with people like in Target.
Yeah.
I mean, Logan was in Lincoln just the other day and we did
a little lap.
I had to go get toothpaste. I had 2 days left of toothpaste in my tube and I was like, oh.
Gotta go.
I need toothpaste. And so we went to Target, we got my toothpaste, and we did a lap. And
that's fair. So. It's also, this is just like around this area within like, there's so many Targets within like an hour radius. Like there's so many different Targets.
Yeah.
Because like there's different like super Targets and stuff that like, they're all different.
That's true.
Which is nice. There's two in Lincoln.
Oh, there are, aren't there?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
We just never go to the one down in South Lincoln.
Well, why would we? That one's not as close.
But that one's more fun. It's a bigger one.
It's a super Target?
It is. Mm. I like that one personally.
There's like Targets in LA that are like two stories. Mm-hmm.
We could never. We would be trapped in there.
Like forever. One's all stuff and then one's all like clothes. I mean, I guess clothes is stuff, but like one's all like other things and then one's all clothes.
That's crazy.
Is it not? Or like also just like clothes and home, I guess, maybe. You know, like
yeah.
Fabric-y things.
Fabric-y things.
But like then it's everything else on the like the lower level of like yeah. groceries
and like trash bags and
yeah.
stuff like that. Toiletries probably.
Yeah, and then also just like, you know, gaming stuff.
Oh
like
yeah.
the sporting electronics stuff. And, yeah. Toys.
Yeah.
All that stuff that they have. Stationery. Like
ooh. I just want to go to a Target like that now just to see.
I know. We'll have to make a trip to California.
Yeah. We totally have the time and the money for that.
Hey, I'm not saying we don't.
If you find one in Jax,
I'll let you know. I'll record it. I'll be like, hey, Keegan, look.
Look at all of this.
Look at everything. It's so cool.
There's so much stuff.
Not that I need any of it, really, but.
Fair.
Okay. Before we get into our last two, I don't know if you remember from my last episode, but I did a speed round.
Oh, gosh.
So, it is time for speed round.
Oh, goodness. I didn't brainstorm enough for a speed round.
That's okay. It's all my stuff. Okay. So, speed round is I give you a thing, an idea, and you then tell me. You have, like, 10 seconds to say, yes or no, it's worth the hype, and then, like, a brief little explanation why.
Okay.
So, on that note, let's get right into it. First one, cinnamon. Like the spice.
Worth the hype. I feel like there's enough stuff that, like, cinnamon rolls, different, like, sweet treats that we have that get it. I feel like it's worth the hype.
Fair enough.
And it just smells good.
Scooters, like electric scooters.
No. I hate them. They're always in the way. People that ride around on them are annoying. I'm sure they're fun, but they're expensive and they're always in the way and people just leave them and I don't like them.
Sports cars.
No. Not worth the hype. I don't like them. Like some of them look cool, but most of the people that drive them are obnoxious and they can't do anything. They don't have four-wheel drive. They're just supposed to sit there and look pretty. Don't like them. I'm a truck gal.
The Olympics.
Yes. Love it. Summer and winter. Can't wait for summer coming up. Like, oh my God. Winter Olympics is low-key a guilty pleasure of mine.
Winter Olympics is?
Yes. Like, just the different, like, the toboggan things and, like, curling. I get so into curling.
I get so into the snowboarding half pipe.
Oh, it's a guilty pleasure of mine. What can I say? Literally, also, anytime the Olympics is on, like, I am the most proud to be an American you have ever seen.
Yeah, no, literally. It's like, I've never wanted a country
I've never
to do
watched
so well.
This sport, but if we don't win,
no,
I'm done.
Truly.
Sun hats.
Be more specific.
Like, you know those really
like the
big
beach ones?
Sun beach hats?
Ooh, I say no. Because first of all, you have to style them right. They have to be styled right or they're
you
not
have to,
cute.
Like, you have to be wearing like the cute little beach outfit. You can't be wearing like an active, like I'm about to go
on
play
a...
mermaids in the ocean sort of.
No, like it depends on what outfit you're wearing. And personally, I just like, I'm a visor gal or like a baseball cap. I don't like the big sun hats.
Fair enough.
Plus you can't lay down in them.
Okay, just a few more. Kitchen islands.
Yup, love them. They're my favorite thing. My kitchen island at my house is my favorite place to sit in the entire house. Like, I sit on top of the counter and just, I've written so many essays there. I've accidentally fallen asleep there. Like, I sit and gossip. It's my favorite thing. Kitchen islands are a yes.
Okay, last one. Flamingos.
Yep. Love them.
You love flamingos. Why?
I don't know. They're fun and pink.
Okay, fair enough.
They're fun and pink. They stand on one leg. Like, how can... Also, just, like, the cute little, like... There's always little decorations, like there's bathroom decorations or there's like the outdoor little like things, and they're always so cute.
I had a teacher who I also would house sit for, and like she had so much flamingo stuff.
It's cute.
It was so fun.
See, gnomes. That's
yeah.
Gnomes and flamingos.
Not the gnomes hanging under my bed.
I love gnomes.
Yeah, those will come with us wherever we live. Okay, getting back into the episode now. That was Speed Round, by the way.
Big fan.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for more speed rounds in the coming episodes. Next thing, storm watching.
Oh, I love it. It's so good. It's like, I'm from Kansas, and like in my area, we are right in Tornado Alley, and like we get storms a lot, like in the spring and summer. It's always stormy. Like at least once a week, we're in a tornado, like not even just like there's tornadoes, like, or big storms, like, at least once a week.
Yeah.
Back home. And it's so great. And, like, I'm raised in the kind of family that unless it's, like, right in town, like, sirens are actually going off, you are standing on the back patio and watching. Because this, and I also just, like, one of the, like, I guess that's another guilty pleasure of mine is just the sky, like, looking at the sky. I could sit and just, like, stare at the sky forever. Like, different sunset, looking at the stars, like...
Yeah.
It's my thing. So, like, when looking at the sky change and stuff, like, in the storms is so fun.
No, I don't really do a lot of storm watching, but I do love storms.
Yeah.
I love to sleep in storms.
A good thunderstorm sleep?
Yes. Last night, I thought I heard thunder, and I got really excited, and I checked the weather, and then I realized, oh, nope, it's just the people above me.
Oh.
At, like, 2 a.m. What are you
ridiculous.
Doing?
Ridiculous.
Like, it was... It sounded like thunder, and I was like, darn it, I wanted thunder.
I've been hearing ping pong balls above me.
Ping pong balls?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure whoever lives above me has pong set up.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, I,
Because you can, like, you know the weird little, like,
Yeah.
I've been hearing that.
Huh. I didn't know if you'd be able to hear that, because, like, the ceilings are, like, cement.
No, you can hear it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It, like, echoes really funny.
But no, I've guessed that. But no, I love storms, but storm watching is just not really my thing.
You're also, like, in an area that you can't really, like, where your house is, you can't really storm
no,
watch
No, there's
that
not
much.
A whole lot to watch. I do like being awake and watching the rain, though.
Yeah.
Like, I love watching rain. I think it's so peaceful and calm and...
See, the dorms make it hard to do that sometimes, though.
Yeah, there's not really a good place to just sit and watch the rain.
Yeah. Just, like, the way ours are, like, the rooms are set up and stuff, there's not
well,
a good
and then plus,
place.
We have one window.
We have one window, and it faces, like...
It faces
nothing
west.
Really interesting.
Yeah, it faces the engineering buildings.
Yeah. Faces the construction.
Yeah. No, literally.
Memorial looks fun from there sometimes. But
yeah.
It also just annoys me that, like, half the time the buildings go up to where it, like, covers the sunset, and I'm like...
Yeah, you like, a good chunk of it. You can see, like, the beginning of the sunset, but you can't see the end of it.
Yeah.
You can see, like, the change in the sky color, but you can't see, like, the actual sun.
Yeah. Plus, it's so weird. Like, even from your room to my room, it's, like, we're, what, 5 doors away?
Yeah.
And it's such a different, like...
View?
View.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Like, I've gone and, like, looked at sunsets and stuff, and they're, like, so different between your room and my room sometimes.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've never noticed that.
Next time there's a good sunset, you'll have to do a little lap.
Speaking of like sunsets and like just like space sort of like that stuff, I've been told that I need to share my guilty pleasure because I have an interesting one. And I don't know why this is my guilty pleasure. I don't know what caused this, but my guilty pleasure is the Hubble Space Telescope. I know it sounds crazy, but that is my guilty pleasure. Don't laugh at me.
It's just such a weird thing. Like, especially, literally, we're in the middle of Nebraska.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a weird thing.
No, I love the Hubble Telescope.
How did you even get into it?
It wasn't necessarily that I became into the Hubble Telescope just because I was like, oh, that's cool. It was more originally out of spite.
Out of spite?
Out of spite.
Who were you trying to spite?
NASA themselves.
What?
Okay, so do you know what the Webb telescope is?
Not
the
a NASA clue.
Webb? So,
I'm not a space gal.
So NASA released this new telescope, like this idea of this new telescope a couple years ago. And it's the NASA Webb Telescope. And if you look up a picture, it literally looks like a honeycomb.
Okay.
Like, it's like little hexagons. And basically, it works with the Hubble to get, like, really close-up pictures of faraway places, you know, and everything. Like, really zooms. It's quite cool. But
the thing... That does look fun.
But the thing about the Webb Telescope is that in... not that many years. I can't remember how many years it's supposed to be in commission for. It's like somewhere between like 7 and 20, I think. I can't even remember.
That is a big gap.
But like, point is, the Hubble has been up in space for a long time. And they service it and everything, but the Webb, in that many years, they can't go up and service it. So, it's literally just going to become space junk.
Oh.
After a certain number of years, it's literally just going to be floating space garbage because it won't be functional anymore.
So they like can't like bring it down and like.
How would they bring it down?
I don't know. Go get it.
But with what?
I don't know. A rocket ship?
Because those are just, you know, really easy to come by.
Of course. I mean, I feel like if they can build stuff that'll just like float around up there, they can build a rocket ship to go get it.
But
if they can build little like car things to drive around Mars.
Rovers?
Yep, that's the word I was looking for.
Oh my god.
I'm not a space person, I told you.
I've done a presentation on the NASA space rover. Like,
really?
One of the ones that died.
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
Yeah, no, and it played Happy Birthday and everything. Oh. It was so, like, its death was so sad. Like, actually, like, so sad.
Did you cry about it?
No, I did not.
Are you gonna cry about Hubble? If Hubble ever dies?
If Hubble dies, I might cry.
Really?
I love the Hubble. So anyway, I got
it. How do you keep track of Hubble?
What do you mean? How do you keep track of Hubble?
Like, what does it do? It just like...
It's literally just a telescope.
That's so weird.
It is a telescope. I follow the Instagram of the Hubble.
You follow the
I follow the Hubble Instagram.
That's...
I repost things from the Hubble Instagram.
Oh, you
account.
Do? You did post something
yes.
the other day.
I will like repost on my story some posts that the Hubble does. I love the Hubble.
That's crazy.
It's to the point where like 2 years ago for Christmas, my mother got me a little metal Hubble like figurine statue thing.
That's so cute. Oh, and, wait, like, I remember seeing
yeah,
that
it's
in
on
your
my
room.
Bookshelf.
Yeah.
And I just like... It's so little and nonchalant. A lot of people don't notice it because it's like it's very
minimalist.
I don't talk about the Hubble a lot because exactly this. I kind of people look at me like I'm a nerd and like I'm crazy.
You kind of are, but it's
but
okay.
I love the Hubble. Okay, it's my thing. And yes, it started out of spite because I hated the web. And I was like, Hubble is doing just fine on its own. And I will say, the web has gotten some really great pictures. It's really cool. But Hubble is just, it's the OG. And it, like, it doesn't, it gets serviced so it doesn't just become space junk. Exactly. And that's a big thing that I care about.
What if it gets hit by a meteor?
Don't say that.
Well, like, is it possible for that to happen?
I don't know. I mean,
if the dinosaurs can get hit by meteors, I would think Hubble can. It's just an observation. Don't glare at me like that.
I don't think that's how the dinosaurs died.
Were you there?
No, but I don't want to get into that right now. I also like dinosaurs, okay? But
you really are just a little nerd.
I don't know much about dinosaurs, but I do love dinosaurs. I just think they're so fun. They're so funny. Yeah, I just think the T-Rexes with their tiny arms.
They are kind of fun. I would be terrified if I actually saw one.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. I'd be. Did you know? So there's this theory. So you know how, like, the Great Pyramids and everything? And how they're so big. And they're like, how would they possibly move those stones? And they're so old.
Don't tell me.
They're old enough.
Don't tell me what I think you're going to tell me.
So it depends if you're, like, a New Ageist or, like, a young Earth or an old Earth believer. I'm personally a young Earth believer. I don't really think it matters in the end. But it's a theory. And it works with the young Earth theory.
Don't tell me what I think you're about to tell me.
That they used dinosaurs to help move the stones to build the pyramids. I think it's so funny. Do I believe it? I'm not sure. Probably I don't believe it. But I think it would be so funny if that was the case.
Okay, but just, like, envisioning that. I bet there's, like, a Backyardigans episode about that.
Oh, my gosh. But I think that would just be so funny to me. Like, just imagine T-Rexes and, like, Triceratops just pulling these giant stones.
And then the flying ones. What are the flying ones?
Pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls scare me. Imagine a pterodactyl just putting on, like, the pyramid.
The little top.
The one at the top. Like a tree topper. Putting the star on the tree.
Oh, look at that.
Ta-da. Maybe they just built the stones up and someone else, like the Egyptians, like, carved them.
Oh, I never thought about that. But even then, how are they going to do that?
What do you mean?
How are they going to build the stones up? Because, like, it's a big... They're, like, big blocks. Like, have you seen, like...
Yeah, what if they were just, like, stacking blocks?
But those
If blocks, babies can do it, I bet a dinosaur could.
They're not, like, little blocks, though. They're not, like, cinder blocks or bricks. They are, like...
Fair. And, like, I guess they don't have opposable thumbs.
Yeah, they're, like, blocks the size of this room. Just...
Well, that would be fun.
It's a big block. Yeah.
That's a great theory.
So I just thought that was a funny theory. And that's... But, yeah... Now that we've finished up with me sharing my guilty pleasure of the Hubble Space Telescope, that's it. That's it for this episode, really. A couple announcements before I say goodbye to y'all. One, follow the Worth the Hype Instagram, at worththehype.podcast. Follow me, at autumnum. Follow Keegan, I don't remember your Instagram handle.
She'll tag me.
I'll tag her.
It's too much to spell out.
Fair enough. And on this note, this will be the second to last episode of this season. I know, kind of sad.
That's crazy.
But I think it good news though. Worth the Hype will be returning in the fall of 2024. So
sophomore year.
Yeah, sophomore year of college. But this summer, I am actually hosting a different podcast, available anywhere you listen to podcasts, Jack's Diaries. For those of you who don't know yet, I am moving to Jacksonville for 8 weeks this summer.
She's leaving me.
Yeah. I am going to share the gospel and to work down there. And so I will be starting a podcast with Logan. And we're going to, like, recap what we've been doing down in Jacksonville and just, like, adventures down there. And
just,
like,
a little way to keep up.
Yeah, just, like, a way to kind of keep you guys up to date with what's happening in my lives. My life, not lives.
Your lives. That's crazy. She's just living a double life. Yeah.
Just a way to keep you guys
She's
up
actually
to date.
An astronaut.
Yeah, just a way to keep you guys up to date with what's happening. Yeah, so... We have one more episode that'll be coming out, and that one will actually also be on the radio.
Ooh,
it's part of the KRNU marathon because I am associated with the KRNU radio. This next episode, it's going to be college advice for freshmen is going to be on the radio.
Because we're almost done. Yes.
So it'll be on the KRNU website. Unless you listen to the radio in Lincoln, it only reaches Lincoln. You won't be able to listen to it unless you listen to it online. But that's what's coming up. I will see you all next time. Catch you on the next episode, last one of the season. It'll be a good one.